Well, Sue, as we look what's going on in these markets today, we see a decline in corn and the beans and even the wheat. They're saying it's because harvest has progressed maybe a little bit faster than we thought.
Well, I think, you know, first off, if you look at the board today, most everything's in red other than bonds and, let's see here, bonds, feeder cattle, natural gas, and the rest of the energies are lower, and cocoa and coffee. You know, just everything, and the euro and the Swiss franc. But everything else is lower, and so it's kind of just a negative tone day. But in the grains, it's the fact that, one, the bean progress is equal to what we should be at this time of year. But more importantly, not only that, last week's exports with the bulk of the exports or a major chunk of them going to China ended up being record high for this time of year. And so that was, or a new record high, and so that was giving the thought, well, beans must be making their way into the channel now. And so that's kind of helped weigh on the market here this week. And the weather will be still decent. The rains were so light yesterday that they didn't amount to squat. And now they're moving into the eastern Corn Belt, and they're not expected to be much different. So harvest will progress. And next week, I would suspect corn harvest really takes off in a big way. But still, the state of Nebraska, only 60% done on corn. And Iowa, 61% done. Two of your biggest corn states, and they're that, you know, they're way behind normal for those two states.
Well, and I've heard a lot of producers saying that this crop just is not drying down like it's done in years past.
No, it's not. It's just not coming down. And I wonder if that isn't part of the really cool days and then the really cool nights. And therefore, since we were running so abnormal through this year, if that didn't raise a little bit of cane with us for the maturity of this crop. But then also, you know, the frost that came through, I think, weighed. And I think that frost did a little more damage than what, you know, the weather guys were basically saying. But beyond that, there's more to this. I keep hearing. In fact, this morning I talked to a client out of South Dakota, and he was telling me, I asked him, I said, well, how are your yields? And he goes, you know, I was expecting 10 bushels to the acre down because they got hit by some pretty good rains in June. And he said, we ended up real disappointing. He said 25 bushel to the acre lower than a year ago. Then you get into parts of around northwest Iowa and on in towards western Iowa, and the yields aren't as good there either. Now, they're good yields, no doubt. You know, who's going to scoff at 205 bushel corn? But when the guys had 240 a year ago, they're saying this isn't as good of a crop.